The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك واصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has stated, anyone who recites 50 times durood upon me every day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madri channel, our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala sallam said, anyone who protects the honor of his fellow Muslim in his absence, it is on the mercy of Allah azza wa jal to grant him freedom and deliverance from the fire of hell. On another occasion, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, anyone who protects the honor of his Muslim brother on the day of judgment, Allah azza wa jal will send an angel to protect him from the fire of hell. It means that it is our responsibility to protect and safeguard the honor of our other Muslim brothers in their absence. It means that if someone is backbiting a brother in front of you, and you know that it is backbiting, then it is your responsibility to stop that person from finding or from mentioning the fault of that brother. What was the behavior or attitude of our pious predecessors in this regard? Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh writes in his famous book Gulistan that in my childhood it was my habit to remain awake whole night with my father for the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. One night I was with my father and I was reciting Quran, and there were some other people as well around us, and all of them were sleeping. I asked my dad that, Dad, all these brothers, all these people are dead. It was better for them to wake up and recite at least two rakats in